Yeah, thanks, Mike. As you say, I am at Bolesworth today, which is just off the A41 Whitchurch Road, a mere 8 minutes from Chester. Postcode for your sat-nav is CH39HQ. Now, Bolesworth is a place I've visited on many occasions with the radio station and the promo team, but I think without exception, all the previous times I've been here, I've been for show jumping events, which is not why we're here today, although that's what Bolesworth is perhaps most known for. I'm here to find out more about their unmissable Gandhi Spooky Halloween Circus, which apparently features 16 international circus acts in one 1-hour show. And I'm assured it's spooky, but not scary, so it is suitable for young children. It's on now, right through to the 31st of October, and there's also going to be a huge fireworks display set to spine-tingling music. That's taking place on Sunday the 29th of October. Now, you can find out more about this at bolesworth.com, and I'm hoping in a few minutes' time to catch up with the ringmaster of the circus, perhaps some of the clowns as well, and perhaps some of the people who've come to see the show, which is on this afternoon. So more from me later, but in the meantime, Mike, it's back to you in the studio. Yeah, thanks again, Mike. As you say, I'm at Bolesworth today, not to talk about horses and show jumping, but to talk about Gandhi's Spooky Halloween Circus, which is on at the moment, right through to the 31st of October. And I'm delighted to be joined by Binky Beaumont, who's the ringmaster of the circus. You have a fantastic job, don't you?
I've got a great job. It's great fun. I mean, here we are in the middle of Bolesworth, in the middle of Cheshire, with a great show. It's an affordable family form of entertainment. It's great to get kids putting down their iPhones, putting down all the laptops, just to stop and come out for an afternoon with the whole family. It's a great show here, it's a great venue, and the nicest thing about it is we're at home in Cheshire.
Indeed, yeah, and the focus is on the kids, particularly with it being half term this week.
Absolutely. Yeah, Gandhi Spooky Circus is not scary, it's not frightening, it's just a fun-filled family day out. And we've got some fun fair rides out there, there's some food court as well there. It's really a good afternoon out. Gets the kids away from the television and the PlayStation.
Indeed, which is what they spend most of their time doing these days.
They do nowadays. The one thing is a circus has obviously been around for a very long time. And over the last few years, it's had this massive resurgence with The Greatest Showman. So The Greatest Showman has suddenly changed the whole dynamic. Because 20 years ago, somebody would say, well, what do you think about circus? They'd say, oh, well, you'd either talk about animals and clowns. Now, you say to somebody, what do you think about circus, or what do you want to be? And they all want to be the ringmaster because, obviously, of Hugh Jackman. So, for us, that's great, you know. And live entertainment, we've got some incredible acts here. There's a cast of 16 international artists, and we're all having fun. We're just enjoying ourselves here.
Excellent. And you've been in the business a long time. You've seen lots of circuses over the years.
I've been with Gandhi's for about 36 years. We do work all over the world. We have units at the moment currently on the way to Hong Kong for next year and over in Al Ain, which is near Dubai. So we've got the Spooktaculars, the very famous. Gandhi's does a great summer tour. But also we now have the three resident shows at Butlins Resorts, which is Skegness, Minehead and Bognor. So all we guarantee is, look, Gandhi's is a great form of entertainment. Bolesworth Castle, what a fantastic venue. And put the two together, you've just got a great day out for the whole family.
Fantastic. So if they come this afternoon, 3 o'clock start, I believe, and it's on every day right through to the end of October, what would the audience typically be looking at?
You've got the award-winning clowns, the Popolinos. You've got this incredible acrobatic troupe from Cuba called the Alegria Troupe. They're with us as well. And then, of course, we've got aerial acts, we've got the jugglers. But it's a great hour show, some incredible stuff for the whole family. As I say, lots of surprises, lots of audience participation, and lots of fun to join in with.
And the thing that comes across to me is how passionate you are about this.
Absolutely. As we are talking here now, Edward, one of our jugglers, is practicing actually to juggle 8 hoops. So he does 7 in the show, right. But he's been practicing to do 8, so I can see him over in the ring at the moment. So there's another one. But he's working very hard. All our acts come in here and practice, and this is our sort of, our lounge. We're all in here in the morning having a cup of coffee. And we love what we do. It's a great form of entertainment. All the acts you see on Britain's Got Talent nowadays, they're all from circus. These are acts we work with every day. You see them on the television, it's like, wow, that's incredible, that act's fantastic. They work with us every day all over the world. So we're delighted. And we just hope people are going to come and see us at Bolesworth.
Fantastic. So really good to talk to you, Binky. I think we're going to talk to some of the clowns a little bit later on.
Yeah, we've got award-winning clowns. They were voted Britain's Funniest Clowns 3 years running. We've got Kay Cole and Mr. Popple, the Popolinos, who are musical clowns. They work all over the world, and we're delighted they're going to be with us here at Bolesworth for this short season here. And then at Christmas, they're going to be with us in another show, another production. But we're delighted that they're here. But watch out, because I think you're going to have your hands full with them pair.
Fantastic. So really good to talk to you, and every success for the rest of the season.
Appreciate that. And we do hope all the people realise that this show is in the middle of the countryside. Come up and see us. We're here till the 31st.
Thanks very much. And that's it from me for the moment. Mike, back to you in the studio, but more from me a little bit later on. Yeah, thanks again, Mike. As you say, I'm at Bolesworth this afternoon, not to look at horses and show jumping, but to focus on the unmissable Gandhi Spooky Halloween Circus, which is on at the moment right through to the 31st of October. Bolesworth, dead easy to find, just off the A41 Whitchurch Road. Postcode for your sat-nav is CH39HQ. And I'm just delighted to be joined now by two clowns. We'll start with Mr. Popple. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's wonderful to be speaking to you today.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, you have some very special awards, haven't you, over the years?
Well, I don't like to brag or blow my own trumpet, which I do in the show. But no, we have won awards for Britain's Best Circus Comedy Act a number of times. Unfortunately, I have to admit, it's not just myself on my own. I am accompanied by Kay Cole, who is here as well today.
He looks a bit of a troublemaker to me.
Kay Cole,
are you going to behave?
I'm always on my best behaviour. You know that, Mr. Poo-Poo.
It's Mr. Popple.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's Mr. Poo-Poo.
I do apologise about Kay Cole.
No problem at all, no problem at all. So to win all those awards, you must be in competition with lots and lots of other clowns.
Yes, I think our success comes from the fact that we are very traditional, whereas a lot of circuses now, the clowns are more for mime act, they don't wear much makeup. Yes. But we are very much believing that the kids that come to the circus expect the clown act to be almost like a cartoon come to life. Right. Which is why we're very big, colourful. We do our musical act with an exploding grand piano.
Wow.
It's, you know, like a cartoon come to life. At Christmas we'll be working our comedy car. We have lots of different routines. I am the more serious one. Right. Even though I'm a clown, I'm the traditional white-faced clown. I'm very elegant in my sequin costumes. And unfortunately, Kay Cole is always on hand to upstage and interfere.
Well, I've gathered that already.
And I'm more of the baggy trousers, red nose, big boots clown, as Paul said, Popple said. He is the sequined and the white face and the white pointy hat.
So when we talk about clowns, your clown is the one that people would think of automatically.
Oh, definitely, yes, yeah. The one that the kids fall in love with.
Now, do you think over the years the acts have had to change? Because kids are different these days, aren't they, with their mobile devices, their iPads and so on, or not?
Well, I think there is an element of truth in that the kids are a lot more sophisticated now. But on the other hand, you can't beat seeing something live. So there is that. There's always that danger element in the circus of, are they going to make it? You know, you don't quite know what's going to happen. And I don't think you can really beat that feeling. As far as clowning goes, clowns, I mean, everything goes around in fashions. But of course, there's been a lot of, I'm not going to name them, but certain horror movies.
Yes.
Have given clowns a bad name. And even at Halloween, you see scary clown costumes in the shops and all of that.
I was going to raise that, actually, because there is a fear of clowns among some people, isn't there?
It's called chorophobia, right. Which is a fear not just of clowns, but anyone in a heavy makeup or a costume. We've researched it quite a lot, and we've talked to people who were, one lady in particular was scared of like going to Disney to meet Mickey Mouse. It's that who is inside that costume. And it's the same thing with the clown. And it's unfortunate that, you know, people have sort of started to view clowns as scary, where we are just trying to entertain people, right. And make them laugh.
Yeah. And I would imagine it appeals to children and indeed adults of all ages.
It does, yeah, it certainly does, yeah.
Our humour, I think we try and get something for everyone. There's the slapstick for the kids,
yeah.
A little gentle innuendo sometimes, yeah. For the adults, and you know, we try and play to all ages.
Yeah. but not scary. That's what we've got to emphasise.
Definitely not scary, no.
Right, well, it's really good to talk to you guys, and I know you're going to be very, very busy over the next few days. So all the best for the success for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
And it's back to you in the studio, Mike. More from me a little bit later on. Yeah, thanks again, Mike. You join me at Bolesworth. I'm here not to look at horses and show jumping today, but to talk about the unmistakable and unmissable Gandy Spooky Halloween Circus, which we need to emphasise is not scary at all, very suitable for young children, and it features 16 international circus acts in a one-hour show. And I'm delighted to be joined this time by somebody very familiar to the listeners to this radio station. It's Nina Barber, who's in charge here at Bolesworth. How's it going?
Oh, it's been fantastic. We started enjoying the shows at Gandhi's shows here on Saturday, and we're absolutely delighted that they're here all the way through to the 31st of October on Halloween, and they're putting on a really fantastic spooky performance for us.
And I gather the ringmaster was telling me you've got a fireworks display coming up in a few days' time.
We do. On Sunday, that's Sunday the 29th, we've got a fireworks display in the evening, as well as the circus happening all day. I think that particular session sold out, but you can come along earlier in the day and then stay later to enjoy the fireworks too.
And if anybody wants to come to any of the other performances, can they just turn up, or do they need to book in advance?
To book the ringside tickets in particular, you definitely need to book in advance. But for most of the performances, you can turn up on the day, you know, and make that last minute decision and get here a little bit early, because there's food and drink and fairground rides for the smaller kids and lots of people having lots of fun.
And dead easy to find, and lots of parking as well.
Plenty of parking on hard standing, and as is the circus, so you won't be getting muddy feet here at Bolesworth. And yes, we're just 8 miles south of Chester, just off the A41.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, this is one event, but you've got lots of other events later in the year.
We do. Once the circus and fireworks are out of the way, we'll be full speed ahead to Christmas and looking forward to welcoming Santa and his reindeer here at Bolesworth from the 24th of November all the way through to New Year's Eve.
Lots of different things happening for the rest of the year.
Yep, we've got a busy winter of lots of fun happening here at Bolesworth.
And even though there's some time to go before this afternoon's performance, lots of people here already.
Yep, as I said, lots of people coming here a little bit early. It's great to see lots of kids dressing up, getting into that Halloween spirit, and they're going to have a great time in there.
And for many of the kids, this may well be their first experience of a real circus.
Absolutely, and it has the very best of everything, from the clowns who are really funny, to the performers and the Cuban crew that do the acrobatics and the aerial acts. So there's definitely something for everybody in the family.
Right, so we hope we've whetted your appetite there. More information on the website, which is bolesworth.com. But in the meantime, Mike, back to you in the studio. Yeah, thanks again, Mike. You join me for the final time at Bolesworth, where I'm here to find out all about the unmissable Gandy Spooky Halloween Circus, which is on between now and the 31st of October. Bolesworth, very easy to find. It's a mere 20 minutes from Chester, just off the A41 Whitchurch Road. It's very well signposted, and there's loads of car parking as well. Postcode for your sat-nav is CH39HQ. Now, if you were listening earlier on, you'll heard me talking to the ringmaster of the circus, Binky Beaumont, who's just getting ready to go on for this afternoon's performance, and it's all looking good.
Yeah, everybody's getting ready. All the dancers have just arrived in from their lovely accommodation. Everybody's brought their lunch in for a late afternoon snack to recharge the batteries. And we have the first show at 3 o'clock, and then the second show at 5 o'clock today. So it's quite a quick turnaround, but everybody, everybody's enjoying themselves so much here. And it's just a shame we're only here for Halloween.
Indeed, indeed. But that's still a few days off yet, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's lots of spooky treats before then. We just hope that people come dressed up. It's such a great afternoon out. People come dressed up. So many of our audience are enjoying themselves, and all the family, you know, getting everybody together here at Bolesworth, and we can't wait to entertain you.
Fantastic, yeah, and the kids have got lots to look forward to, haven't they?
Absolutely. It's warm in the tent. We've kept the tent nice and warm for everybody. There's plenty of seats, and there's plenty of audience participation. So why not put your favourite clothes on, dress up as your favourite Halloween character, get your mum and dad and your grannies and granddads, get everybody dressed up, come down here as a family and have a great afternoon out.
And I'm guessing for a lot of the children, this might be their first experience of a circus, a real one rather than one they might have seen on the TV.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a great show here. Gandhi's, we've been touring for many, many years, but the Spooky Circus is something a little bit special. We're in the middle of one of the arenas, which makes it a little bit more exciting, and you come over the hill, and suddenly the Big Top's all lit up there, and then you walk into the Big Top with some funfair rides either side, a little bit of a food court, and into the tent, and the look on the kids' faces is absolutely priceless. It's just a great afternoon out.
It's all about making memories, isn't it, for the kids? Something they will always remember when they're a lot older.
Absolutely. In 20 years' time, they won't be looking back and saying, oh, we really enjoyed playing that video game. They'll say, wasn't it funny when we went to the circus and Grandad got pulled up on the stage and Mum got squirted with a water pistol and we saw those acrobats? That's the whole thing. It's live entertainment at its very best.
Fantastic. Now, I know there's a huge fireworks display happening later on as well. I think that's on the Sunday.
Yeah, that's on the Sunday after the show. So people coming to that last show, which is on at 6 o'clock, actually get to see these incredible fireworks afterwards. We can't wait to see them as the cast. We've all got our chairs all lined up. We're all going to be watching everybody and watching all the excitement. And last year's show, if that's got anything to go by, this year's show is going to be bigger and better. The fireworks are amazing.
Really good to talk to you. And if you want to find out more, go to the website bowlsworth.com.